I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs. One of the more popular songs of Arkansas in recent decades is not by an Arkansas artist, but is a secular crossover hit performed by a Chicago-based family gospel group that hit number one on the rhythm and blues and pop charts in 1972. The Staples Singers' I'll Take You There, which was written in North Little Rock by Brinkley native Al Bell. Bell attended Jones High School in North Little Rock and Philander Smith College in Little Rock, and first heard the Staples Singers while working for Little Rock's KOKY radio in the late 1950s.
We would bring in the Staples Singers, Aretha Franklin, Reverend C.L. Franklin, the Swanee Quintet, Sammy Bryant, and the likes, all on one package, and we played them at what was called Robertson Auditorium then. And I would go and really try to wrap up things up front and get the money collected so I could go in the audience and sit down and listen to the Staples Singers by the time they came on stage. I mean, the harmonies were not like anything I'd ever heard. And I'd sit and listen to Mavis, and she would just blow my mind.
Following a period working for Martin Luther King's Southern Christian Leadership Council, Bell parlayed his love of music and experience as a disc jockey and owner of small record labels into an A&R job at Memphis's Stax Records, which was hitting the Delta region and beyond with songs like 1961's Last Night by the Marquees, 1962's Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs, and 1963's Walkin' the Dog by Rufus Thomas. Bell took the group to record in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, although traditionally Stax recording sessions were always held in Memphis. Although Bell has been involved with such songs as Tag Team's Whoomp There It Is in 1993, one of the biggest selling singles of all time, labels like Motown, and artists from Otis Redding to Prince, he might be best known for this 1972 R&B and pop chart topper, I'll Take You There.
The entire lyric is just, I know a place, ain't nobody worried, ain't nobody crying, and ain't no smiling faces lying to the racist. Well, you know, I was a little 15-cent writer at that time. I said, wait a minute, I gotta have more words. I don't have, you know, enough verses. And I kept trying to write other verses, and I couldn't, because nothing worked. There was nothing else to say, and I couldn't say anything else. That's one song that I guess will go with me when I leave here.
For Arkansongs, I'm Stephen Cook.